And a pleasant good afternoon to you. We have reached 1 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Angela Mergen coming through the doors to check in for duty. And we take you back to Cold Spring for more exciting Region C baseball action.
Yes. 9-1, Richmond leading New Munich. My cousin Tim, my good friend Brian, they're canning pickles today, listening to Richmond and New Munich.
Former Royal Tim Rothstein.
Former Royal Tim Rothstein.
He's happy with the scoreboard right now.
I would say he is. And Tim, just get the recipe right. It's our grandmother's recipe that's been passed down now. Now Tim's family's doing it. I'm doing it. Tim, I think you got to run the taste test through Diane Haskamp at KASM Radio because she loves my pickles so much, she wants to buy some.
The final word. She'll give you the thumbs up or the disapproval, Timmy. So be careful. She's tough on you.
It is 9-1, and for the Royals, Cole Schmitz at the plate. It'll be Schmitz and Justin Schrader, Logan Alchar, the scheduled hitters against the new pitcher for New Munich, Kirby.
We have Nick Stengler coming out to the mound for the Silver Streaks. He's in on relief of Ethan Vogt.
And Schmitz drives this one down the left field line into the little skate park area here. And the count at a ball and a strike.
So Stengler behind the plates, on the mound, and in right field.
The three brothers. Little changeup, Schmitz whacks it to center field, coming hard. And diving is the center fielder, being Jacob Hinnenkamp. He can't come up with it, and that'll be a base hit for Cole Schmitz.
2-for-4 for Cole Schmitz today. I think we're going to get a runner out of the dugout right here.
I think that was actually Carter Beer. Carter Beer is now in center field, so Hinnenkamp has come out. We have a new
left fielder.
That might be Rademacher. That might be Hunter Rademacher out there.
Austin Larson's going to run for Schmitz.
And we got a new right fielder. I don't think that's Adam Stengler either anymore.
No, he's not left-handed. All right, we'll have to
get those numbers. So you said Austin Larson running?
Austin Larson is the pinch runner for Schmitz.
And the pitch to Justin Schrader inside, and it nicked him. So Justin is going to reach after being hit by a pitch.
Seen a lot of those today. Seen a lot of those this weekend. That is Carter Beer in center.
So two on, nobody out for the Royals. Nick Stengler, a tough start here as he's given up that hit and a hit batter. And at the plate, swinging Logan Alchar. Grounds to Reller at first. They throw to second. Will Funk covering. They get Schrader on the force out. Runners end up at first and third. You mentioned Austin Larson, Kirby, and he's thrown a number of innings for Richmond this year. We haven't seen him pitch at all yet in this tournament.
We have not. No, a guy, as we're going to get another pinch runner, Elshire lifted for a pinch runner, Aaron Buddy. As we'll have a pinch hitter as well for Adams, Cameron Miller is going to hit.
So Cam Miller getting in a bat.
Clearing the benches and not in the fistfight way.
Both coaches, both managers seeing the opportunity here in the sixth inning to get some guys in. Here's Miller blooping this down the left field line. Is it going to stay fair? No, it ends up foul.
All right, left fielder.
Just a long strike.
That is Hunter Rademacher in left field, number 25.
So I guess the question becomes,
who's spots in?
Who's spots in? Because we got a new right fielder as well. That might be another Stengler out there in right field.
Keegan, 34?
Yeah, it could be. I think it is 34. Miller takes low for a ball, and the count, 1-1. On deck, Brady Clare.
Yeah, before that Elshire fielder's choice, you had talked about Austin Larson earlier in the year. He'd thrown a ton for Richmond when they had some guys out.
Ground ball by Miller to short. Funk will go to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. The umpire says safe. Nice
kinda,
scoop there by Ty Reller, though.
Yeah, it kind of actually just sat right underneath him. He knocked it down. It might have actually got him in the knee.
Okay.
But nonetheless, Larson comes across the score on the fielder's choice.
So forced out is the
Aaron
pinch
buddy.
Runner, a buddy at second.
Name that buddy.
And Brady Clare to the plate with the runner at first, and pitch bouncing up to the plate, 1-0. Cam Miller, the base runner at first.
So I saw when Paul San was doing, when he was coaching third last inning, Blaine Ottman was standing right next to him over there. So Paul gave Blaine all those changes. We'll have to figure them out for ourselves up here.
Pitch low and away to Claire again, and the ball, count at 2-0. Two balls, no strikes.
10-1. Two in the first, three in the second, three in the fourth, one in the fifth and sixth here for Richmond for their double digits.
Nick Stengler on the mound, the 2-1 count. And Claire rips this to Sand at second. Caden up with it over to first, 4-3 in the putout, and that'll end the Royal sixth inning. They come up with a run. No hits.
Nope.
There were no errors.
Schmitz had the hit.
Oh, excuse me. One run, one hit. No errors, and one left on base. 5.5 innings, 10-1 Richmond over New Munich. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 10-1, Richmond leading New Munich, and a couple defensive changes for Richmond.
Yeah, now playing left field, taking out Trent Gerken. His number 11, Alex Buddy, staying in the game after that pinch hit for Dusty Adams. At first base is Cam Miller.
Your brother-in-law going to get some tosses in the bullpen.
There he goes. DJ Schleicher taking the... That's about typical DJ speed right there, Randy.
10-1, our score, Caden Sand at the plate. And the first pitch of ball, there's ball two from Logan Altshire, who's pitched well today, giving up just the four hits. The defense behind him has been suspect at times with four errors by the Royals today. But he's been able to overcome that, Kirby.
Just, you know, allowing the one run.
Yeah.
Pitched out of some jams.
Pitch to Sand is high, ball four. And so a four-pitch walk to Caden Sand. To bring Tanner Reeland to the plate, the third baseman. One on, nobody out.
Third baseman, number 21, Tanner Reeland.
And the pitch to Tanner is a strike and 0-1.
So Keegan Stengler is on deck.
Okay.
Safe to assume he is in that
for Jacob.
Nine spot in for Hinnenkamp. He's in right field.
Here's a ground ball to short. Chase Altshire to second for one. The relay to first, not in time, as Reeland beats it out. So the fielder's choice for Tanner Reeland. 6-4 on the force. One out, and to the plate to Keegan Stengler.
Hit a little too slow right there. We had the half or 32-minute rain delay. Altshire just didn't quite get the ball to him as quickly as possible.
Keegan Stengler takes inside for a ball 1-0. Keegan, a defensive replacement last inning, came in to right field. Runner at first. Pitch to Stengler, a strike on the outside corner, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Sand takes his lead from first, and Stengler swings and misses. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. Here's Stengler tapping this one foul, and the count 1-2.
I see the Grovers have made it here. I know the Rockies are here, Randy, so we'll have a game coming up next. Both teams made it.
Originally scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon, like with that rain delay, it'll be a little later. We got a lot of day yet, and we got night because we got lights. Here's Stengler, a swing and a miss, strike three. He's out on strikes.
Strikeout number, I got three for El Shire. Is that where you're looking at?
I am looking at three.
Yeah. Got it. Sand in the fourth, Carter Beer in the fifth, Stengler here in the sixth.
Carter Beer at the plate and fouls this to the netting, and the count 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Hunter Rademacher on deck. And Carter Beer is going to get hit by the pitch from Logan Alshire right in the leg.
Didn't he get hit twice yesterday?
He did.
Picking on the young guy here.
So that'll put runners at first and second with two outs, and Hunter Rademacher gets his first at bat, the left fielder. Hunter in yesterday's lineup, and Hunter fouls this one back and out of play in the count at 0-1 to Hunter.
Adam Stengler was 0-3, so Rademacher a shot here.
Tanner Reeland at second. We're at first, Carter Beer, and the pitch is outside a ball, and 1-1 to Hunter.
We've talked all weekend about the vantage point here, and you can see that little flip of the wrist from Cole Schmitz trying to drag that right back into the zone.
Ball and a strike as Rademacher takes strike two, called 1-2.
No flip needed there.
Not at all. Not at all. You mentioned Cole Schmitz, and I wanted to mention this today. I go back to the first inning when he made the catch of Will Funk's ball in foul territory. The way he throws that mask, I mean, a lot of catchers should watch that, because that's the first thing when a ball goes up in the air is the pitch is low at 2-2, but he'll grab that mask right away, and that's in his other hand. And so when he finds the ball, he throws the mask. He's just got that habit of doing it. It's just a great practice.
Caught many, many innings.
2-2, Rademacher, ground ball foul down the first baseline. Cam Miller watches it sail by him.
Played his Legion and VF in high school ball here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. So I'm sure guys like these Richmond Royals, the Brady Clares, Kyle Buddies, and Primus, Alex Buddy, Dalton Thielen, Cole Schmitz, Cam Miller, pretty psyched to come back to the old ball yard. You get to practice here every day in high school and VF and Legion. Then they just take it away from you in amateur ball. You don't get to do it anymore.
The 2-2, a swing and a miss. Hunter Rademacher out on strikes, and that'll end the sixth. Horn of Munich, no runs. No hits, no errors, and two left on. We played six here in Cold Spring, 10-1. Richmond leading New Munich. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota, and of course offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
Top of the seventh inning, Nick Stengler completing his warm-up tosses on the mound. Region 15C Baseball brought to you by the El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Old Spring Hill, BNS Excavating, over in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet. Over in St. Cloud, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub. Over in farming, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and Dominic Sock Center in Long Prairie. Meyergrove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply of Sock Center, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, John Dole, Century 21 First Realtor, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, right at Rich Spring Golf Course and Westside Liquor of Wade Park. Chase Elshire at the plate. The count 0-2 to the Richmond shortstop. And Kirby Hemish, I'm going to turn it over to you with the score of 10-1 here in the seventh.
Well, thank you, Randy. Wow, an inning early. Thank you, sir. As 1-2 the count to Elshire. 4-for-4 on the day as he takes down and away, moving our count to 2-2. Double and a run scored in the first. RBI single in the second. Single in the fourth. RBI double in the fifth inning for the 4-for-4. He flips this one. That will make its way off the batting cage down the left field line. Chase staying tough. I'd say that's pretty good leadoff production, Randy.
That's having a day, I tell you.
2-2 pitch. Elshire hitting this one into center field. Beer over. He'll make the catch and spoil the 5-for-5 right there. As Chase hit it hard, but Carter's out there to make the grab. And there is one away.
Every one of his hits, though, today has been a rope. It really has.
Got the two doubles here at big old Cold Spring Baseball Park. Hard singles as well. So the leadoff man retired. For just the second time today for Richmond. As Dalton Thielen steps in, first offering to Dalton in there for a strike. DT on the day, singled and scored in the first. Walked in the second, struck out in the fourth, flew out to left in the fifth. As that pitch curls a little late, apparently, for ball one. 1-1 the count. Rockies and Meyer Grove coming up after this in a elimination game. And after that, it is Spring Hill and Farming. Two more after this one today is the 1-1 pitch missing away. Thielen to be followed by Mason Primus as the 2-1 pitch that is fouled, and it'll even the count up at 2-2.
Melroy defeated Regal this morning 6-1. 6-1 in a state qualifier game. So Melroy on to the state tournament.
The Yankees are in that one, right?
You got it. Melroy Yankees.
2-2. Uh-oh. A couple drops on my cell phone, Randy, as Thielen hits it on the ground to third. Reeland to his left. Fields throws across the diamond. Did Dalton beat it out? He did not. As punched out by the base umpire Larry Midas, 5-3. Thielen playing hard up 9. Busting out of the box, Randy, but out at first. So two quick ones, and the batter will be Alex Buddy. So we must have missed that Trent Gertken came in. Oh, no. This is in the Gertken spot. There we go.
Yep.
As Alex is hitting in Trent Gertken's spot. First at bat of the region for Alex Buddy. As he looks at a ball from Stengler, 1-0 pitch, popped up foul and out of play. Evened it up at 1-1. I can't see this guy at Regions and not think of 2014 in El Rosa. Just going to be a senior. Triples and great catches and throwouts at home. And just
flashing his speed.
He was all over the yard. As the 1-1 pitch missing down and away. Now 2-1. As Stengler's 2-1 offering to Buddy, that's missing down and away as well. 3-1.
And then it was your state tournament appearance in what year that he ended up going to Ireland as part of a school commitment, I guess, with state tournament.
Studying abroad in Ireland in 2018. Yeah, he still played in the state tournament game. If we would have won against Raymond to make the final weekend, I was thinking about maybe chaining him to chaining him to my basement or something, saying he couldn't go as the payoff pitch. That is down and away, and Buddy is aboard with a two-out walk. The batter will be Mason Primus. Meyer Grove, I see some jackets and sweatshirts being put on down there. Got a couple drops on the window here.
The third baseman, number
23,
Mason Primus.
As Mason Primus steps into the batter's box for the Royals. Primus, 0-for-1 on the day. Walk, hit by pitch. Scored on that hit-by-pitch later in that fourth inning. He hits one back on the ground up the middle. Funk fields that short, throws across the diamond in time to retire Primus 6-3 for out number three. As Stengler shuts down the Royals in the seventh. No runs on no hits. There were no New Munich errors. One runner left on base. Stretch time in Cold Spring on our score in favor of Richmond. We are back with the bottom of the seventh inning coming up in 1 minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Back at the Cold Spring Baseball Park, Richmond Royals with a 9-run advantage. They are 9 outs away from clinching their 14th state tournament berth. Silver Streaks got to get getting, and they'll start with Will Funk, as it'll be Funk, Tyreller, and Logan Funk. Logan Elshire starting his 7th inning of work. We saw DJ Schleicher pitching in the bullpen earlier, Randy. I believe he would be ready. Should Elshire tire, first pitch missing down and away to Will Funk. As I got the window shut here, still a couple drops making their way, running down the glass pane as the 1-0 pitch. That's down and away as well from Elshire. Now 2-0. Willie today flew out to Cole Schmitz in the first, flew out to Kyle Buddy in the third, singled and scored as this pitch is laced into left field. Past Primus, single right there for Will Funk as he's aboard. His second hit in as many trips, his last two trips, 2-for-4 on the day for Funk. It brings Tyreller to the plate. Great tournament thus far for Ty Guy. He's got 2-for-3 today, 3 hits yesterday.
And a W.
And a W. One loudmouth Chasm broadcaster called him the Shohei Ohtani of Region 15C. He will remain nameless as the 1-0 pitch that is hit on the ground. Back to Elshire. Another chance at a double play. Right on the money to his big bro this time. And back to Miller at first for the 1-6-3 double play.
That's how it's done.
Yeah. Put it right on the bag. Chase had all day to throw to Miller at first. And the twin billing and twin killing up the middle. Two down and Logan Funk to the plate.
Nick Stengler.
Oh, sorry. Nick Stengler is hitting for himself, apparently. As Elshire quick pitching. That pitch in there for a strike to Nick Stengler. One strike the count. Yeah, Logan, the normal, he does this windup. As that pitch bouncing up to Cole Schmitz, where he steps to the side, moves his right foot in front of the plate, pushes off, and comes home. That time before, he just moved that left foot and came home with it quick, like he did right there. As this pitch is hit in the air to deep center field. Wow. Thielen going back. Dalton's not going to catch this one, as it will one-hop the fence. It is a double for Nick Stengler, as he got all of that ball. And he's trotting into second base thinking, if that's in New Munich, that's a home run. If that's in Richmond, that's a home run. Because, Randy, he hit that thing about 365, 370. And
yeah, I thought it hit the warning track as it came down, Kerb. So hit the warning track in the ivy. And Dalton Thielen, he was so close to getting that hit. Unbelievable.
Went a long way. Speed. Ball just kept going. Two-out double for Nick Stengler. And his big brother, Joe Stengler, to the box right now as he looks at a first pitch ball from Elshire. Joe today reached on a fielder's choice in the second, flew out to Brady Clare in the fourth and fifth. 0-for-3 on the day for the veteran catcher. Elshire's 1-0 pitch is down and away. Now 1-1. Now 2-0, excuse me. Maybe not as crisp as he was earlier in the game. 2-0 offering. That is right there. For a strike, now 2-1. 10 runs on 11 hits for Richmond. They're not going to like that air column, but they're going to like the margin of difference right now as the 2-1 offering that is missing down and into Stengler. now 3-1. Logan with, I believe, 3 walks today, as he now has 4 walks on the day. As Stengler takes down and away.
4 walks, hit batter, and then he's given up the 6 hits.
4 strikeouts. Caden Sand to the box. He's looking at an 0-for-2 with a walk. Is that pitch on the corner for a strike from Elshire? You still seeing drops on the window?
No.
Well, then. As that pitch missing inside for a ball.
Those passing showers, I think we'll be dealing with it most of the day, Kirby.
I feel like I can see rain, though, if you look close enough, as that pitch just low right there. Now 2-1. 2-1 the count. Wouldn't be Regions without rain. As the 2-1 offering, that's hit on the ground, up the middle. Buddy will back. No, it's off of his glove. They're going to wave Nick Stengler. No, Stengler will stop at third base. Fifth air on the Royals as Buddy just, nice hop to his belt on the backhand there, Randy, but he just kind of short-armed it a little bit.
Well, short-armed it, Kirby, and I think he was looking, how am I going to get this, that timing-wise, step on second base, because he's going to have to step on second.
How am I going to navigate catching and going back to the bag?
Exactly.
And we've seen plenty this tournament thinking about what we're going to do before we catch the ball instead of catching the ball. It's a swing and a miss to Tanner Reelin as the streaks have him loaded right now. If New Munich's going to get back into this thing, it's got to start right now as they're down to their final 7 outs. They do have the bases loaded as Reelin fouls one at home. He's in a hole at 0-2. Tanner 0-for-3 on the day with a bounce out to Elshire at short to end the second. Excuse me, he walked in the fourth, reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth, so 0-for-2 on the day. Elshire ready. His pitch cut on and missed. He's out on strikes for out number 3, and what we've seen throughout the day, Randy, the streaks have threats, and Elshire puts them to bed.
He does. He closed the door again.
For New Munich in the 7th, they score no runs on 2 hits. There were 1 Richmond error, 3 runners left on base. We've played 7, 10-1 our score in favor of Richmond. On to the 8th inning. 8th inning starts in 1 minute right here on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
Stony Creek Dairy is a 5-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these 5 generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their VAT pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka.
To the 8th, it's Cole Schmitz, it's Justin Schrader, Logan Elshire scheduled to hit. Getting another look at Nick Stengler out on the mound. Richmond leads 10-1. Looking to advance to the 2021 state tournament. As Stangler's first offering to Schmitz popped up foul and out of play. 1 strike the count to Cole. RBI sack fly in the first. Ground out to third in the second. RBI single and a run scored in the 4th inning. Single and a run scored in the 6th inning. As Schmitz smashes one to third. Reelin fields. He'll have that long throw across the diamond. And it's well off the mark. As Reller has to come off the bag to scoop that one, an error on the Silver Streak third baseman, their third, and Richmond has a runner on here. They already ran for Cole Schmitz, I believe, earlier. They did.
They did, yeah.
Was that Aaron Buddy ran earlier? It's Justin Schrader into the batter's box. And Stengler set. Left-hander's first offering to Schrader, missing down and away. Schrader then Elshire for Richmond here in the 8th inning. as the 1-0 pitch curls in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1.
Boy, he just floated that pitch in there. Really took something off of it.
It came right in there. Schmitz with the lead at first. That pitch is hit in the air to right field, as right on it is Keegan Stengler. He will make the catch cap high. Keegan's got the shades on the top of his head.
Yes.
And I don't think he'll be needing those today.
The forecast says for overcast skies, and I think that forecast will hold true, Kirk. Boy, Schrader just got that one off the handle of his bat. He just didn't get the barrel on it.
So Logan Elshire to the day. Logan 2-for-4. 2 RBI single his last, or in the fourth inning. As he looks at a first pitch strike right there from Nick Stengler. Reached on an error and scored in the second. Double in the third. 2 RBI single in the fourth. Fielder's choice in the sixth. As Elshire punching this one to right. The Elshire boys brought the bats today, Randall. 4 hits for the leadoff hitter Chase. 3 for Logan as he is aboard. And Schmitz checks in at second base.
Oh, my goodness. We've got controversy here, Kirby, because that chasm hat. Now we've got the Elshire brothers probably in the running for the chasm hat.
Should we just give it to their dad, Chris, and let him figure it out? Cam Miller to the plate as the first offering to Miller, missing low for a ball. I think I know where my vote will fall, but I could be
I'll
persuaded.
I'll let you make that vote.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll have to stay tuned after the game. Got some time yet. As Miller, big swing and a miss right there. Cam reached on a fielder's choice. Double play ball that he beat out back in the sixth inning. 10 runs for Richmond. Stengler set. Schmitz and Elshire aboard. Miller's hit into short center field. That ball will drop. Schmitz got a late break on it. As Cole's just going to check into third base, and that'll load him up. And we will have a pinch hitter right here for Brady Clare. It'll be Carter Thielen. A lot of guys getting into the game today for each team. As Carter Thielen will hit for Brady Clare. Brady with some nice production. He was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored, and a double in that 9 spot. Thielen hits one on the ground, fielded by Reeland. He will win the race to the bag. Throw across the diamond is in time. Nice play by Tanner Reeland as Carter Thielen retired right there. You field the ball, you got to go to third, then come all the way across the diamond to get the speedy Thielen. And that's what he did, 5-3 to retire Richmond in the eighth. They score no runs on the one hit. There was 2 hits, excuse me. There was 1, New Munich Air, and 2 runners left on base. 7.5, 10-1. Scoreboard still says in right center here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. On to the eighth. Bottom half coming up in 1 minute on KASM.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700.
We welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park as Richmond 6 outs away from clinching a state tournament berth, and we have a pitching change, Randy Rothstein.
We do. DJ Schleicher now on the mound for the Richmond Royals. DJ, of course, has started many games for the Royals over the years, and now in a relief role, giving the streaks a little different look.
Same hand, different look, yeah. Is right. As Elshire moves to second base, Kyle Buddy comes out of the game. Brady Clare did re-enter and is back in right field, as it'll be Keegan Stengler to lead things off for New Munich. Stengler, Carter Beer, Hunter Rademacher due up for the Silver Streaks as the first offering to Stengler on the corner for a strike. And that's his game right there, Randy. Low and away.
Hit the corners.
And Schleicher right back. His one strike offering, off-speed pitch, missing with the bender. Now 1-1. As the right-hander right back, 1-1 offering. That runs inside. Now 2-1. 6 outs left for New Munich. They trail by 9. Trying to avoid that loser's bracket as the 2-1 pitch from Schleicher, that curls in there nicely for a strike to even it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. DJ gets the sign from Cole Schmitz. Right-hander rocks and fires. His 2-2 is away. Fills it up at 3-2. Alex Buddy, pretty medium depth in left field. Dalton Thielen shallow in center as this pitch is fouled off the front foot of Keegan Stengler. And Claire, as we've seen throughout the tournament, right fielder's playing deep because we've seen a steady little jet stream over to right field.
Exactly.
3-2 the count. Payoff pitch part 2 from Schleicher to Stengler. That pitch curls in there. Strike 3 out on strikes. Keegan knew it right away for out number 1.
Boy, that's a nice curveball by DJ.
Sitting fastball and got the hook.
Carter Beer, Kirby gets his 5th at bat today, and you're going 5 at bats for a leadoff guy. I mean, they've had to score some runs, 1 run, but they've left 12 on base.
That's the story of the game right there. Elshire kind of dancing around the flames. The streaks threatened in the second. They had a man on third in the 6th as a swing and a miss right there. Beer's in a hole at 0-2. But Elshire just was able to get out of it throughout the afternoon today. He did give up that run in the 5th inning. DJ's 0-2 offering is tapped in front of home plate while Schmitz actually will have that ball twist foul. Beer kind of just chunking that on a little curl.
They left 2-1 in the 3rd, 2-1 in the 4th, 2-1 in the 5th, 2-1 in the 6th, 3-1 last inning. I mean, that's got Paul Sand pulling his hair out.
That's where they will look.
Yeah.
Right away, as the 2-strike pitch is hit on the ground, foul up the third base line, past Primus and Sand over there. Kyle Buddy going to shag that foul ball.
This for a state tournament berth, Kirby.
Winner of this one's joining Luxembourg as the first 2 in, and the winner will play Luxembourg as a swing and a miss right there from Carter Beer. Schleicher comes in, getting some swings and misses, out number 2 on 2 punch-outs.
Looking like Cy Young.
Oh, boy. Maybe I won't put these games online. So 2 down, Hunter Rademacher to the plate. As the right-hander Schleicher right back, first offering to Rademacher, waved at and missed right there. The everything they've hit has either been about 3 feet foul or they haven't hit it thus far. It's that change of pace from Elshire to Schleicher. 1-strike pitch. Yeesh. Just off the plate right there. 1-1. Cole Schmidt still back behind the plate. He gets the Iron Man Award this weekend, catching all 17 thus far for Richmond as this pitch hit on the ground towards second. Logan Elshire fields, flips it over to Cam Miller, and a 1-2-3. Top of the 8th for New Munich as Schleicher retires him in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We've played 8. On to the 9th. Coming up in 1 minute, 10-1 our score on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Baseball Park, top of the order in the top of the ninth for Richmond, and this guy has had some successes today, Randy. It's Chase Elshire working on a 4-for-5 as he looks at a first pitch curveball snapped in there. Tell me about Chase's Sunday.
Well, Chase with the 4-for-5, two doubles, run scored, two RBIs, played a great shortstop today.
Four hits. Two RBIs, got that run scored. Nice day from your leadoff hitter. He's in the running for a hat today. And Stengler gets ahead 0-2, his two-strike pitch just off the plate. He tried to sneak a heater by. Number seven versus number seven right here. And Stengler right back. He is 1-2 offering to Elshire. This is hit in the air to center field. Back goes Carter Beer, and Elshire is going to have another double. Maybe Chase does scoot up into second base. I thought he might take the turn. Three doubles for Chase Elshire, 5-for-6. Have a day, young man.
Wow. Absolutely. What a day for Chase.
He'll be lifted for a pinch runner, Kenny Mooney. My brother came over between innings and asked if we were keeping track of balls that would be home runs in normal Stearns County League parks. We aren't, but that one would probably fall under that.
That would have been right there. Yeah. You got it.
Nick Stengler hit one earlier as Kenny Mooney into the game. He'll skate his way out to second base, and Dalton Thielen into the batter's box. First offering to Dalton. This pitch hit in the air to right center field. How far is this one going to go, Randy? That ball is back, and that ball will two-hop the base of the fence. Mooney comes across to score. DT going for three. The throw in. He slides in safely. The ball will hit off the face of the dugout. Royals got everybody out there, and
it hit the pail that was sitting by the Richmond Royals dugout on the outside of the dugout.
Is that what it hit?
It hit the pail.
So Mooney comes across to score on the RBI triple for Dalton Thielen. Blaine Ottman asking if they can get the run to come across, and they say, no, you'll have to get another way. Richmond with a 11-1 lead now, Randy, and as a broadcaster, you see Richmond get that 10th run for the advantage, but it comes in the ninth inning, and you think right away, like, oh, we might have been okay on time on this one if they would have did that back in the seventh, but it's the way she goes. Alex Buddy, first pitch swinging, he takes a strike. Second pitch is skied in the infield. If it wasn't raining, that thing might bring some down. As over at third, making the catch is Tanner Reeland to retire Buddy for out number one.
Yeah, just amazing. Dalton Thielen's speed on that triple, Kirby. My goodness.
There was no doubt
just
that he was
cruising. He had triple on his mind after he hit it.
Right out of the box. That's that decision he made. There's no looking at the third base coach, Randy. He knew what he was doing as Primus takes a ball. Stengler right back. His 1-0 offering on the corner for a strike. Evens it up at 1-1. Royals are coming to play here in Region 15C, as the 1-1 pitch to Primus. That's missing up and away. Now 2-1. The count. Stengler right back. His 2-1 pitch up and away. Now 3-1. Mason walked in the first, walked in the second, hit by a pitch in the fourth, struck out and grounded out. 3-1 pitch to Primus. That is off the plate for his third walk of the day. So Mason aboard at first. Staying at third base is Dalton Thielen, and the batter will be Cole Schmitz. Five hitters got six at-bats, Randy. That's probably why that 11 spot's up there, huh?
Exactly.
Schmitz with two hits on the day, reached on an error on a ball he hit hard. As this pitch is hammered, deep left field, back near the track with room and making the catch in left. very deep as Hunter Rademacher. Thielen walks home. Schmitz gets just underneath that one, but he does get another sack fly RBI, and it's 12-1 Richmond.
That had to feel really good off the bat. He hit that 320 feet into a breeze. Second sacrifice fly of the day for Cole Schmitz.
So Justin Schrader makes his way to the batter's box. Prima still aboard at first. As Schrader slashes one, this will twist foul. Getting some feet moving down that first baseline. That's a nice place to watch a game right there, Randy. Those guys got that pad that they're kind of leaning on. You could just almost feel a cold blue can in your hand in that spot, couldn't you?
Yeah, you can arch your back every once in a while, like Dr. Keith would tell you to do.
Yeah, keep that head up. I saw Dr. Keith during our rain delay today. We did have that 32-minute rain stoppage of this one. As Stengler's pitch to Schrader, he pops this one up in the infield. Stengler calling for it. There we go. Pitcher's making plays as Stengler makes the catch for out number three. Royals tack on two more, scoring two runs on two hits. There were no New Munich errors and one runner left on base. Richmond by 11, three outs away from their 14th state tournament berth. You'll hear it in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbunk Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Last wraps for the Silver Streaks here in the ninth inning. They got some work to do, trailing by 11 at 12-1. Randy, the Royal Bats, they made their way to Cold Spring from that long drive down Highway 23.
Absolutely, they did today, Kirby. I mean, extra base hit-wise, the Royals with, looks like, five doubles today and a triple. They've been pounding the ball.
Barrel City thus far for the Royals. Elshire, Chase Elshire, got to be specific. He has three doubles. Logan Elshire has a double. Dalton Thielen has that triple. And I'm looking for that last double. It was Logan Elshire. Brady Clare had a double back in his first at-bat in the second inning. So, yeah, five doubles, a triple. First pitch from DJ Schleicher to Chad Funk. Pinch hitting for Will Funk here. As this pitch hit on the ground towards short, Chase Elshire knocks it down, picks it up, has time, and throw is not in time. Did it take Miller off the bag, or did Cameron not field that cleanly? Regardless, it's an error somewhere. Richmond has pitched well. They've hit well. Fielding, though, on the other hand, a little suspect today.
Yes, yes, yes. Another error for the Royals.
It's a six-pack of errors thus far. And it'll bring Nolan Sand pinch hitting for Ty Reller. As Chad Funk aboard, first offering from Schleicher to Sand. He's on the corner for a strike. DJ in relief of Logan Elshire, who started the game. Went seven strong for Richmond, allowing that one run. As the one-strike pitch to Sand is waved at, Nolan in a hole at 0-2. Veteran right-hander looks into Cole Schmitz. These two have they played college baseball together. They've been Royals together for a while. As Sand swings at that, he's shaking his head, and giggling it with that Cole Schmitz, as well as the plate umpire. That's Jamison Barrett. They're both, all three of them, giggling at Nolan, wondering how he hit that thing, Randy. If it was either off the handle, maybe even. Off the grip of his bat? Two strikes to count. Schleicher's 0-2 pitch. Cut on and missed. Wow. Sam, just going to go back to the dugout right now. DJ picking up his third strikeout here on an inning and a third of relief work. Brings Nick Stengler to the plate. Nick with the little bat tap on Cole Schmidt's shin guard. These two who have faced each other a ton, and I've been around some conversations between Cole and Nick, as I'm sure Nick brought up. Oh, yeah, nice little pop out to left there, Cole. That went to the warning track as the first offering. Stengler hitting one to deep left field. Back going Alex Buddy. Buddy has a play and makes the catch on the run for out number two.
Made that look so nonchalant, Kirby. I mean, he caught it on the run kind of with his body sideways to the infield. And yeah,
nice play by Alex. Not a bad little reserve outfielder, huh?
No.
Alex Buddy coming off the bench. So that'll bring Joe Stengler the last wrap for New Munich. And Schleicher set. First offering to Stengler. Hit on the ground towards short. Elshire up with it. The quick flip to his brother Logan at second. And for the 14th time, the Richmond Royals are state tournament entrants. They will represent one of the Region 15C state tournament seeds. Corky, get some premiums ready. The boys are coming west, and they'll be thirsty when they get back there this evening. Tip of the cap to Richmond on a fine effort today, Randy Rothstein. 12-1 victory.
Little schnitzelbank coming at Corky's this afternoon. The Richmond Royals set the tone early, Kirby, scoring those two runs in the first inning off of Jim Toole, and never look back. Never look back with the 11-run victory today, 12-1.
For the Silver Streaks in the ninth, no runs on no hits, another Richmond error, and one runner left on base. We'll be back to wrap this one up. We'll name the KASM player of the game. That's coming up around the corner, and we'll tell you all about it. Royals joining Lux in the state tournament, and we'll talk about it right here on KASM.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.
Welcome back. Well, Kerb, we have gone final today, found another entrant to the state tournament, that being the Richmond Royals, 12-1 over New Munich. And the Royals, some pretty excited bodies down in the dugout there, aren't they?
That you can't imagine, Randy, the hard work. Those guys start hitting on Super Bowl Sunday at the old middle school here, and you play throughout the season, and you got all those practices, and your goal is to get to the state tournament and make some noise when you do. Step one, check. As they've made the state tournaments, Richmond and Luxembourg will be playing in that winner's bracket game on Friday night because they're each in the state tournament thus far. And just an impressive victory for Richmond over New Munich here today.
12 runs, 15 hits, 6 errors for the Royals. They left 11, 1 run, 6 hits, 3 errors, 13 left on base for New Munich. The winning pitcher, Logan Elshire, goes the first 7 today. DJ Schleicher on a relief in the 8th. And the loss will go to starter Jim Toole with relief help from Ethan Vogt and Nick Stengler. So 15 hits off of 3 New Munich pitchers today. The Royals just getting it done. We mentioned 6 extra base hits. Just good all-around effort.
Big, I mean, loud outs, too. They had some outs that were caught where it's like, yeesh, that was hit pretty well. They got speed. They flexed the muscle a little bit with those extra base hits, and you give up one run, even though you committed all those errors. It's a nice victory for Richmond today.
We'll look at the score sheet and say, 6 errors? How did you win that ball game? But – I mean, when your offense is clicking like their offense has been clicking, I mean, they scored 6 runs against the Rockies on Friday night, come back with another 12 today. And this is the time of the year you want to be hitting the ball, seeing it well at home plate.
They were seeing it well. I mean, and you alluded to it. You start with 2 in the first and 3 in the second, and you chase starter Jim Tool out without recording an out in that second inning. It's just kind of an ambush to get things going and set the tone with that five runs in the first 2 innings.
Yeah, absolutely. Game number 2 of the day, that'll be Meyer Grove taking on the Cold Spring Rockies. And so the Rockies have asked for help from probably some of the Legion kids. They're down doing some of the maintenance on the field right now. Different faces as the Rockies get ready to take the field against Meyer Grove. Kirby, we've got a name that coveted Chasm player of the game, that Chasm hat, and you know, it's a battle between the Alshire brothers right now. Do they live together too?
They do. They're both in Artie's house.
I don't know. I know you're agonizing over this right now.
The way I grew up, pitching came first. Chase Alshire, you're gonna give me grief on this for a while. I know it. I could hear it. You had 8 total bases today. You hit the ball all over the place. But baby bro ended up with a double and 2 singles as well, with 2 RBIs and a run scored. And he was the winning pitcher, going 7 strong, allowing the 1 run, which was unearned.
And he had to put out at second base.
So I'm going to go and an assist because he caught the last.
He did catch the last.
So I'm going Logan Elshire. He's our coveted Chasm hat player of the game. And he will receive the ball cap. And it's at Chase's house. How about that? Until Logan buys a place of his own, it'll be at Chase's house. It's like they're sharing it, you know?
Yeah, just tell Chase he has a chance to pick up a hat next Friday night, right?
There you go. And if they win or lose that one, he'll have another opportunity on Sunday and maybe in the state tournament as well. So.
All right. Okay, I'll need you as a bodyguard as I present that hat to Logan down on the field.
Maybe make sure Chase is going to the bathroom when you give it to him or something like that. Our game brought to you by our sports boosters right here on KASM, brought to you by John Dold Century 21 First Realty, Ecker Feed Service, New Munich, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Corky's Bar in Richmond, the Freeport State Bank, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value Melrose, Albany Family Dentistry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Gilliland Chevrolet, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, B&S Excavating, Pep's Pork, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Lumber Company, Westside Liquor of Waite Park, Shady's Long Shots, IPM in Waite Park, Stony Creek Dairy, Liberty Electric. They bring you our baseball here on KASM. 12-1, our final score. Lux and Richmond are in. Cold Spring and Meyer Grove, followed by Farming and Spring Hill, trying to stay alive. And you'll hear it all right here on KASM. Randy, what's Angela up to between games?
Well, I know they did the birthday club already, so Angela may have our funeral announcements for you. That's coming up between games here on KASM. So we're going to send it back to Angela for about a half hour. Angela, we'll give you a buzz here when we're ready to go.